You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned, first pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our broadcast. Jeff Ray here with you on Press Row at the Bath County High School Athletic Complex. Bath County softball hosting Menifee County. We had intended to carry Tuesday's game with Powell County. We always try to schedule games early in the week in case weather doesn't cooperate. And the weather Tuesday was good, but Powell County decided they could not make it. So we backed up a couple of days, and we're just as well off with this district matchup here today, Menifee County and Bath County. Border rivals, two sets of Wildcats, and certainly an opportunity to enjoy some good local high school softball here in Owingsville this afternoon. Let's take a short break and hear a word from some of our sponsors. When we come back, we will set the batting lineups. We will set the defenses. We will also talk about our pregame activities, including the Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law opening argument. We will have that. We will preview our Downtown Athletic Club defensive player of the game, R.L. Cottle Construction Company offensive play and player of the game, and the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. That and so much more as Bath County High School softball continues here on WKCA.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, Funeral Director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Bath County and Menifee County softball here on WKCA, a border battle between two sets of Cats. Coach Paul Alfrey and his Menifee County Lady Cats, Coach Kenny Williams and his Bath County Wildcats in this 61st district matchup. I had a chance to talk with Coach Alfrey earlier, asking about his team. Of course, everybody is one game into the season, so it's not like you really know what your team is going to be like. And everything is a work in progress. But he said, we are a young team. There is a lot to develop here. He said a lot of talent to develop with his Menifee County squad. The numbers are up. They've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 16, 17 players on the roster. And for a small school, a single A school, listen, that's what you need is numbers to help generate. That way you can play your scrimmage games against each other and have opportunities to develop that way. Plus, it's a case where talent will grow where it's watered and taken care of. So just like a flower, that talent will develop as these young ladies work together. Speed is one thing that Coach Alfrey was talking about. His team's got, he said, we might have to play some small ball to try to come out victorious in our game here today in Bath County. For Bath County, on the other hand, they have got 5 seniors, 1 junior, 6 sophomores, 3 freshmen, and 3 middle school players. So a full roster there for Coach Williams in this 2024 season. Let's go ahead and do our Ira Kilburn opening argument, sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. We do this every game. We pick a thought, or sometimes two, of what we believe might be the key for Bath County to be victorious in their game. Today, the Ira Kilburn opening argument is don't rest on your laurels. Last year, Bath County had a 25-win season. Menifee County did not have as many wins as that. They had a tough season last year. One thing you got to keep in mind, though, we do not have Kirsten Weiss in the circle. Kirsten set the record for career victories of this Bath County softball program. She won like 2,000 games in 4 years. I don't know. And you take the, not really, but you know what I mean. You take the COVID year out, there's no telling how many she would have as far as career victories. We've got some talent in the circle. Don't get me wrong. But Kirsten was a workhorse. You knew when she went out there, you were in the game from the start. And if you could put 2 or 3 runs across, you had a chance. Now, a lot of times in years past, we might put 8 or 10 runs across. But with a solid pitcher, you know you're in the game from the first pitch to the last pitch. And with Kirsten and with Cassidy Thomas last year, there was a lot of talent and a lot of senior leadership in those two. Now, of course, it's time for the other seniors to step up. So the Ira Kilburn opening argument, don't rest on your laurels. Don't think, oh, we're a 25-win team, a heavy favorite here against Menifee County, because that's a good way to have your wheels knocked out from under you. Stay tuned during our postgame, the Ira Kilburn final verdict. We'll also have the Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game, the R.L. Caudill Construction Company offensive play or player of the game, and the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, brand new to our broadcast this year. An opportunity to recognize one more of the players on the field. That and so much more will be in our post game this afternoon. First pitch is supposed to be 6 o'clock. Let's go ahead and take another short break. Hear a word from a few more sponsors. Bath County, Menifee County softball pregame here on WKCA continues after these messages.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, SchwartzMowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Just a few minutes away from first pitch, they're getting ready to introduce the players. Let me take an opportunity to run through the Menifee County batting lineup and the Bath County defensive lineup before we take one last pregame break. Menifee County will send to the plate shortstop Grace Rogers, followed by third baseman Gracie Spencer, first baseman Ella Smallwood, left fielder Serenity Brown, catcher Aubrey Golden, pitcher Addison Reed, right fielder Miley Donathan, center fielder Tori McKinney, and second baseman Jaden Young. The defense for Bath County, Kylie Hodson pitching and Izzy Hughes catching. Around the infield is Ashley Rogers, Ashton Barrett, Taylor Hodson, and Allison Bretz. Left to right in the outfield for Bath County, Allie Dillon, Rayleigh Purvis, and Riley Thompson. That's the Bath County defense. That's the Menifee County batting lineup. Let's take one more break as they introduce the players. First pitch minutes away here on WKCA. Stay tuned.
Spring is in the air, and your local Ace Hardware is celebrating 100 years of helpful. Get everything for the season. Garden soil, fertilizer, weed, and feed, plus the tools to get it all done. Self-propelled mowers from Toro and Craftsman, string trimmers, leaf blowers, plus Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools. Free assembly and delivery on grills, $3.99 and up. Check out the new Big Green Egg Extra Large, and they have all the paint for inside and out. It's spring at your Bath County Ace Hardware store, Water Street, Owingsville.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owingsville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owingsville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
First pitch minutes away here on WKCA. That's pretty good arm on that ceremonial first pitch. Jeff Ray here with you on WKCA. Glad to have you tuned in. Bath County, Menifee County softball. Cats versus Cats.
This year,
Menifee, of course, the visitors. Bath, the home team. And, again, Menifee County will send to the plate Grace Rogers, Gracie Spencer, Ella Smallwood, Serenity Brown, Aubrey Golden, Addison Reed, Miley Donathan, Miley Donathan, Tori McKinney, Jaden Young. In Bass County defensively, Kylie Hodson pitching, Izzy Hughes behind the plate, Ashley Rogers at first, Ashton Barrett at second, Taylor Hodson at short, Allison Brett's at third, Allie Dillon in left, Ray Lee Purvis in center, and Riley Thompson in right. First pitch sponsored by Montgomery Tractor Sales. When you see the field here at the Bath County Athletic Complex and you think that looks like some major league baseball field, that's because they use equipment from Montgomery Tractor. And if you need a zero-turn mower, if you need farm equipment for hay and forage equipment, big farm equipment, they've got that too. But right now's the time to think about mowing. Have you all mowed yet by any chance? Did you? I try not to because it's before Easter and I need to have tall enough grass for the hide the eggs in. I've got clumps of grass in my yard that tall. Listen, I've got a tow zero turn from Montgomery Tractor. I'm going to have to get that baby out of the garage and get started. You too can look like your yard can look like this field if you talk to the folks at Montgomery Tractor. Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg locations. Bath County finishing up their warm-ups. Menifee and Bath County coaches and umpires meet at home plate. The breeze blowing right to left. It's a great day, a little warm. The breeze is blowing from right to left, so if there's any right-handed power hitters, do not be surprised if you're parked in the right center gap over here where the parking lot is. You don't wind up with a big yellow softball in the trunk of your car. Let's just hope you're in good hands if you do. We mentioned before, Kirsten Weiss graduated playing college softball. Two of our players that I know of this year have already signed their letters of intent. Ray Lee Purvis has signed to play in Pikeville. And Taylor Hodson is going to be playing next year in Charleston. We hope some more of our girls have opportunities, if they choose to play college softball. It's a great sport. The camaraderie, the athletic enjoyment, all a big part of what's going on. So we are almost ready for first pitch. Behind us, we've got Bath County and Paris baseball. We had Bath and Jackson County baseball on Monday, a good opening game. Bath County beat Jackson County 5-1. It was good to see the Bath County Wildcat baseball team put some runners on and move them. That was our hamstring last year. We got plenty of runners on, just couldn't move them. So Grace Rogers, the shortstop, a very talented softball player, steps in. First pitch, a hit batsman, and we are underway. I couldn't tell if it hit the nub of the bat or hit Grayson. The umpire let me know, hit batsman. Brings up Gracie Spencer. Gracie wears number 15, right-hander, third baseman. Menifee County in their black uniforms with green letters, white accent, green stockings. Swung on first pitch, fouled over the screen. Gracie down a strike. First baseman Ella Smallwood on deck for Menifee County. Bath County with their black uniforms, red pinstripes. Red letters with white accents, red stockings. All of the Lady Cats on both squads. Squares to bunt. Misses down strike two. And all of the Lady Cats on the Menifee squad showing the high stockings today. When you are of a certain age, you appreciate wearing your baseball and softball uniform with the high stockings. That fastball out of the zone, ball one, a ball and two strikes from Kylie Hodson to Gracie Spencer. Glad to have everybody tuned in today. Our friends in Menifee County picking up either off the air, 97.7, or the website, WKCARadio.com. There's a ground ball. Fielded by the second baseman, Ashton Barrett, just in time to put the tag on Grace Rogers. Grace had to hesitate a minute so she would not get hit by the ball. But a 4-3 unassisted double play. And just like that, instead of a lead runner on with no outs, there's two outs. And first baseman Ella Smallwood in the right-hand batter's box. First pitch out of the zone, ball one. Hodson, the Bath County pitcher, just a freshman, played a lot of JV ball. Swung on and missed, 1-1. Serenity Brown, the left fielder, on deck for Menifee County. Serenity, a lefty. Certainly an advantage for left-handed batters. Ball two out of the zone. We got to see a lot of Izzy Hughes behind the plate. Ashley Rogers has been a staple at first base. Ashton Barrett at second for the Cats. Swung on and popped over by the Menifee County dugout. Rogers gives chase. Lands safely. Taylor Hodson, again, has signed with Charleston, if I remember right. At shortstop, seems like she's been there forever. Allison Brett's the third baseman this year. Two balls, two strikes. The break even is high, ball three, counts full. With Serenity Brown on deck. A leadoff hit batsman. And then a ground out into a 4-3 double play. Fastball fouled straight back. Count remains full. That's where we stand here in the top of the first. I'll do my best to keep you updated on the Bath Parish baseball game going on behind us. Coach Patrick Armitage and his baseball squad got a lot of flexibility, a lot of talent, a lot of multi-tool players. I was a zero-tool player in my day. Swung on and missed, strike three. Good change of pace. An unusual 1-2-3 inning, but that was the net result. No score halfway through the first. Menifee County and Bath County, bottom of the first after these words on WKCA.
The days are getting a little longer, the temps a little warmer, and the grass a little greener. That means spring, and that means it's time to stop in Southern States Owingsville Service. Farmers, you can save $1.25 a bag or $50 a ton during the mineral sale. Gardeners, Southern States is your place for seed, plants, and fertilizer. Just about anything you need this spring, you'll find at Southern States Owingsville Service, located on Brooks Alley. Southern States, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Hey Wildcat fans, are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Half an inning in the book here on WKCA and WKCAradio.com. Two sets of Lady Cats battling it out in our softball game of the week broadcast. Menifee County, the visitors, Bath County, the host. Bath County will send to the plate Ashton Barrett, Rayleigh Purvis, Taylor Hodson, Ashley Rogers, Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson, Izzy Hughes, Jordan Schwartz, and Allison Brett's 1-9 defensively for Menifee County. Addison Reed pitching, Aubrey Golden catching, Ella Smallwood at first, Jaden Young at second, Grace Rogers at short, and Gracie Spencer at third. I'm sure I'll call Gracie Grace before the game's out, and I'll call Grace Gracie at least once before the game's out. Left to right, Serenity Brown, Tori McKenzie, and Miley Donathan for Menifee County.
Leading off for
Ashton Barrett.
Our second baseman, number Ashton.
Works her way to the right-hand batter's box to face Addison Reed. The infield at regular depth. Outfield playing straight away. Again, a bit breezy from right field to left field on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Second pitch, low ball two. Bath County batters will just need to be patient, wait for a pitch they can hit and put it in play. Don't want to get over aggressive. There's a ground ball to third. Unable to come up with it is Gracie Spencer. So Barrett on with an error brings up center fielder Ray Lee Purvis. I had an opportunity to go to her signing. I was out of town when Taylor had her ceremony. Runner goes, throw down, not in time. So Barrett with a stolen base. Runner now at second base with Purvis at the plate. As a parent of two children, both of whom now out of college, to my friends to the left have children not yet through high school, so they will be facing this as time goes along. Got to figure out a way to pay for them if that's where they're going. One way you can do that, softball scholarship. You're going to have to, I told my two, you're going to have a job of some kind. Either going to have to work, soccer scholarship, something. Got to have to do something called strike one. Pappy don't have the money to pay you way through all by himself, so congratulations to the young ladies who have already signed, and let's hope that several more do. That pitch just low, ball three, 3-1 to Purvis. It's a big commitment, though, to play college ball. It's not like you get up, put your cleats on, go out for 5 minutes and get ready to play. Inside ball four. Good eye there from Purvis. Now bases first and second are full. Brings up Taylor Hodson, the shortstop.
The shortstop, number 8. Taylor Hodson.
Taylor, a lefty. If you follow her on social media, and a lot of these girls, they will post all kinds of videos of their summer travel leagues. They do a lot of the AAU. Well, I don't know if it's AAU. It's what I used to call AAU. It may be something else now. I don't know. Summer ball. They travel a lot. That pitch gets away from the catcher. Both runners advance. So now Barrett at third and Purvis at second. A lot of lessons can be learned from team sports. Sportsmanship and focus, concentration, dedication. Two balls and a strike as that pitch hits the outside corner. Plus, when they play, I get to come down here and watch. Change up just misses. 3-1. Again, the Menifee County defense, regular depth on the infield. Straight away in the outfield. Just misses their bases full now. And Ashley Rogers, the first baseman, due up.
That's a bat, the first
baseman. Menifee, a very young team.
Rogers.
Mallory Back is a senior. Serenity Brown is a senior. Katie Reisner is a senior. A few juniors tossed in there. The sophomores, though, a big part of that Menifee County lineup. Pitch just low. Two balls, no strikes on the Bath County first baseman. Base is full here in the bottom of the first, no score. Cats looking to crack the ice here in this first inning. Hit batsman. That will get a run scored. That's about the only way I could get RBIs when I played was to get hit. I didn't have enough meat on my bones to take very many hits like that.
To bat number three, the left fielder, Allie Dillon.
Bath County up 1-0. Base is still full with left fielder Allie Dillon stepping in the plate. So Purvis scoots to third, Hodson now at second, and Rogers at first. Here in this first inning, pitch to Dillon, called strike one. Those are some good-looking uniforms with that red. There's a base hit down the line to right field. One run scores, two's going to score, so a two-run double. Purvis scores and Hodson scores. I'll make notes as I talk here, so that puts Purvis scores and Hodson scores. Rogers has to stop at third, Dillon at second. Brings up pitcher Kylie Hodson with three in, two on in this first inning. I don't know, my neighbors here to the left of me both have the last name of Baber, which is a long history in Bath County athletics. I don't know if I ever told you about the only time I was ever knocked unconscious, included a member of the Baber family. I'll save that. Did I ever tell you all that story? Well, listen, we'll save it till the second inning. When I told Johnny and Rainey about it, poor Rainey just about fell over. That was a long, long time ago, and I still, though, base is full again with a Hodson drawing a base on balls. I've been unconscious a time or two, but that was the only time ever at somebody else's hand.
Now batting number 22.
Bath County's got three in. Base is full. Catcher Izzy Hughes comes in. Allie Manley, the courtesy runner for the pitcher. One of the greatest rules of high school sports is to allow a courtesy runner for the pitcher and the catcher to let them, especially for the catcher, let them come in, get their gear on, speed the game up just a little bit. As a former catcher, speed was not my strong suit, so I, of course, getting to first base was not my strong suit either. But courtesy runners are a very useful tool in the game of high school sports. So Izzy Hughes, the catcher, jersey number 22. There's a ground ball in the hole at second. A two-run single as Rogers scores from third. Dillon scores from second. Manley stops at third. Courtesy runner going in, Katie Pruitt. If I thought I heard him say 12, yes. Pruitt's going to run for Izzy Hughes. That will allow Izzy to prep for the defense. Bath County with a five spot so far in this first inning. Runners on the corners and Jordan Brett's the designated player. Swing and miss. Strike one. Katie Pruitt steals second. The Katie Pruitt fan club in full voice here today. That pitch out of the zone, ball one. Pruitt, a sophomore outfielder. A fan favorite. So now runners at second and third. With Hughes at the plate, foul ball. One ball and two strikes. Schwartz at the plate. Brett's on deck. Batters number 8 and number 9 for Bath County. That ball is smashed down the left field line. One scores, two scores. There have been a couple of doubles, both pulled right down the left field line. So a two RBI double. Scores Manly and Pruitt. Brett's with a fly ball to right center. That lands in the gap, bounces the fence. So an RBI double for Brett's as Swartz comes around to score. It's going to be tough to finish up all these stats. If you're a Menifee County fan, you just need something good to happen. You just need to crack that ice, get that first out, and go on from there.
Now batting number 10, Ashton Barrett.
Barrett, Bath County second baseman, reached on an error and scored. Back at the plate, 8-0, that pitch low, ball two. Bath County softball. Our next, as I look at the schedule here, our next broadcast is a week from yesterday, Fleming County. We'll see if we can do that. Good scoop at third. The throw at first pulls the first baseman. Good scoop there by Spencer, but the throw.
That's about number one, Rayleigh Purvis.
Barrett at first for the second time, courtesy of an error. Brings up Rayleigh Purvis, who walked in the first time at bat. First pitch called strike one. We intend to carry the Bath County Berea baseball game Tuesday of next week, weather permitting. Out in front of that, good scoop by the third baseman. The throw over falls out of the glove, so Purvis reaches on an error. Runners now at the corners with Barrett at third, Purvis at first. Nine in for the Cats. That pitch low and away, ball one. Hodson at the plate and Rogers on deck. A gorgeous day in Central Kentucky. There's a check swing back to the pitcher. A 1-3 put out. Barrett comes in to score. Purvis moves to third. Brings up Ashley Rogers, who was hit by a pitch. Got an RBI and a run scored. The wind has died down significantly at the moment. There's another hit batsman. Puts runners at the corners. And Allie Dillon due up, one out here in the bottom half of the first inning.
Batting for your Lady Cats, number three, Allie Dillon.
So Rogers at first, Purvis at third, Dillon at the plate. Bath County with a big lead. Automatic steal sign. With less than two outs, Rogers advances to second base. Runners now at second and third with one out. Dillon at the plate. Swung on and popped up into left center. An RBI as Purvis comes around to score. Rogers has to wait just in case. in case somebody made the catch, didn't want to gamble, wind up getting into an inning-ending double play. Kylie Hodson, who reached on a walk and scored, strike one called. Bottom of the first, Bath County and Menifee County softball. Bath County having their way so far. That one lands foul down the third baseline. No score. Two innings complete in the Bath Paris baseball game behind us. I'll have to send a Cub reporter that way to keep us informed. That pitch pulled foul. No balls and two strikes now, the count on pitcher Kylie Hodson. Kylie with big shoes to fill in that pitcher circle for Bath County. Several pitchers on this team that can step up. Line drive caught by the third baseman. Good play there by Spencer. Had her played just right. Two outs. Brings up Izzy Hughes.
Next up to bat, number 22, Izzy Hughes.
It is certainly a luxury that you've got several girls who have taken the time and effort to learn to pitch, have worked with pitching coaches, put in the extra effort. Kind of like the UK Wildcat men's basketball team. Somebody's going to be hot that day. You just have to be ready. Pitch low, ball two. Two outs, two on. Menifee County and Bath County softball here on WKCA in this district matchup. Hughes at the plate. That pitch. Inside, ball three. Jordan Schwartz on deck. A lot of names you may be familiar with if you're a regular listener to Bath County Sports, but there's a few of these that have recently worked their way into the lineup. Hughes draws a base on balls, same courtesy runner. Pruitt going in. Let's see if she gets the big ovation that she did a little while ago. They must be handing out sunflower seeds at first base. Skittles? I'd rather have sunflower seeds. Ground ball, good play. Third baseman, a smash. A fielder's choice ends the inning. Bath County up big, top of the second after these words on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Top half of the second inning here on WKCA, Menifee County and Bath County. Menifee will send to the plate left fielder Serenity Brown, catcher Aubrey Golden, and pitcher Addison Reed. I referenced a little while ago the only time I was ever unconscious at the hand of another involved, one of the Baber boys. not either one of them to my left here. We were playing a little baseball. Oddly enough, it was Lance Davis's birthday. All these little memory things are going to flash back to me. Strike one. I don't know how old I was, probably 8 or 9. We were in the backyard playing baseball, and I was inside watching wrestling on a Saturday morning where I should have been the whole time. But Brad Baber came in the house and said, come on, we're one short. Swung on and missed strike two. Brown steps out. Gets ready to step back in the left-hand box. Just begging, begging. We're one short for our team. Come on, come on and play. Fastball on the outside corner. Called strike three. I said, all right. I finally gave in. It was peer pressure. I could not say no. I should have, but I didn't. Went outside, my two brothers, Brad, the Prater boys from across the street, probably Robert Earl Garner from on top of the hill. I don't know if Bruce Vincent came down from around the corner up there by the school. I don't know. We had 6 or 8 of us playing. First pitch to Golden, swung on and missed strike one. So I was standing on deck in the backyard. Needless to say, didn't have a lot of space. It's not like the spacious field here in front of me at the Bath County Athletic Complex that Bath and Menifee are in. Swung on and missed strike two. Of course, the good news is it was wooden bats. The bad news is when a wooden bat hits you square across the forehead, you drop like a limp dish rag. And we were afraid to tell Mom and Dad. Swung on, missed strike three. I swear it was just like a cartoon. I can remember it to this very second. You know how in cartoons when somebody gets hit in the head and the birds circle around your head and the stars start flashing? I'm telling you, that's exactly what it was that morning. And so what they did was the boys picked me up and carried me back into the living room and laid me on the sofa with the wrestling on the TV again. First pitch to Addison Reed out of the zone, ball one, and just pretended it didn't happen. And the reason I remember it was Lance Davis's birthday that day. So that had, I think, July the 29th. I can't remember. So Coach Davis, who was my baseball coach, ground ball to third, a 5-3 put out. That's the inning. Hold on to that thought. Bottom of the second coming up after these words. So where I left off is Coach Davis was my coach, and it was Lance's birthday. I was laying on the sofa. I'll finish that story after these messages on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Inning and a half in the books. Jeff Ray here with you on WKCA, Bath County and Menifee County softball. Bath County with the lead halfway through the second inning, coming to bat. 8-9-1, Jordan Schwartz, Allison Bretz, and Ashton Barrett due up for the Cats. So anyway, if you weren't listening to the prior to that commercial break, I was regaling my friends Brock and Jill with the story of being knocked unconscious by one of the Baber family. And that, again, not either one of them. But I feel like Jill could probably knock me out if she wanted to. I feel like that it wouldn't take a baseball bat. So in the backyard of the house, I was probably 8. Got pulled off the sofa from watching Mid-South Coliseum. I'm sure that Handsome Jimmy or one of my favorite wrestlers, Ron and Brad Baber, talked me into coming out in the backyard. Stood a little close, and when he swung, instead of holding on the bat with both hands, he let go of it with one hand, swung all the way around. And the sound of that wooden bat hitting me right across the forehead is one that my brothers say they will never forget. It was just one of those thuds, like dropping a big pile of mud or something onto a concrete floor where it just kind of boom, thumps down there. And I just wilted like a flower in the desert. And they packed me back into the sofa, laid me on the sofa, and I pretended nothing happened. The reason I know that it was Lance Davis's birthday is because Coach Jim Davis, my baseball coaches were Jim Davis and Gene Wills most of the time. Tommy Hodge coached me some. And Jim loaded up Lance and all his buddies in the car and packed us to Jerry's Restaurant in Mount Sterling. And on the way home, I got sick as a dog. It's because I had a concussion, I'm sure. And it wasn't my fault, but from that point on, Coach Davis would always remind me, anytime I was in his car, I was not allowed to get sick in his car, or I would have to clean it up. And it wasn't even my fault. It was Brad's fault the whole time. Pitch out of the zone, ball three, to Allison Bretz. The only time I was ever unconscious at the hands of somebody else. Now, there may have been other times that I was unconscious, but it was of my own doings. Leadoff walk to Bretz. Bath County. Allie Manley coming to the plate. Coach Kenny Williams will use this opportunity to get some of his younger players a little bit of on-the-job training. I know they had a doubleheader against Round County Tuesday night. How'd that turn out? Split. There's a lot of talent in the JV team. Pitch inside, ball two to Allie. When the Powell County game, supposed to be a varsity game on Tuesday, when it got canceled, Coach Williams got on the phone and rustled up a JV doubleheader on Tuesday with Rowan County. Bath and Rowan split that doubleheader. There's nothing like getting the opportunity for these youngsters to get real live game action, not just to prepare them for future opportunities. The ball 3-1 now, but to keep their focus. It's so hard when you're, it's tough enough to focus when you're 13 or 14 anyway, but when you're 13 and 14, you're not playing every day. Some of these other players in front of them, good scoop by the third baseman. Throw across the field, not in time. Spencer looked to throw to second. Didn't have a play, so Manley at first base, Bretz at second. Addie Reed now batting for Ray Lee Purvis. Where's jersey number 7? Runners at first and second. That pitch called strike one. Plus, you get an opportunity as a coaching staff to see some of these young players in game experience. Some things you can't see when you're playing against members of your own team, but when you've got somebody else coming in here, some of these girls buckle down and focus a little tighter when the opponent is not a classmate of theirs. That one out of the zone, 2-1 to Addie Reed. Reed, an eighth grader, jersey number 7 in that right-hand box, takes that pitch low, ball 3, 3-1. Time called. Both runners advance. So now Brett's is at third. Manley is at second. Reed at the plate. Rips one through the third base coach's box. Kenny Williams looked like an Olympic gymnast getting out of the way of that. Kenny much too old to be making moves that precise. Self-defense teaches a lot. Good cut on a changeup. Stays alive. Does Addie Reed, a good at bat. Counts full. No outs. Runners at second and third. Bottom of the second. Bath County leads Menifee here on WKCA from the Athletic Complex in Owingsville. Here comes the payoff. Ball four. The runners advance. Brett's scores. Manley moves to third, so runners on the corner. Taylor Hodson steps in. The left-hand batter's box. Shortstop lets that one go wide of the strike zone. Hudson 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Bath County up big. There's a number off the force out at second. So Reed on the fielder's choice is recorded as an out. Hudson hits into a fielder's choice. Manley scores.
Now batting number 5, Abby Barnett.
So Hudson at first. Barnett at the plate. Abby wears jersey number 5. Just a brief timeout here. Grace Rogers got her cleat hung out there trying to turn two. I couldn't tell if she got stepped on or cleat hung or something, but she did tumble. She's a hockey player. She shakes it off, tucks her cleat string into her cleat, nods that she's okay, smiles, goes back to her shortstop position. So 1-0, 1-out, 2-in in this second inning. Abby Barnett at the plate, a freshman. A lot of these girls have ponytails that hang down over parts of their numbers. It makes it difficult for me to read who they are. First pitch, just low, ball one. Bath County, Menifee County softball. Bath County looking to build on a good season last year. Menifee got a lot of young players and a lot of young talent. Coach Alfrey hopes he can let those players mature and grow. The score on the baseball field halfway through the third inning, Bath County 2, Paris 1. The Greyhounds in town for baseball. The Menifee County Wildcats in town for softball. That pitch called strike 3-1. Abby turns around to the dugout, gets her directions, steps back in the right-hand box, ready to go. Be ready to swing. That pitch out of the zone, ball four, good eye there by the freshman, Abby Barnett. Runners now at first and second. Here comes my neighbor, Carson Toll. Carson lives a couple of houses down the road from me. She dog sits for me on occasion. when we are out of town. We have a dog who is diabetic that has to have insulin shots twice a day. If it weren't for that, we wouldn't have to worry about it. We initially asked Carson to dog sit because she had a cousin who was in like pre-veterinary stuff. And I thought, you know, Carson maybe has picked up some vet-related things from Arizona. And she fell into it, didn't bother at all to give shots. Good neighbors right down the road from me. So Bath County up big over the visitors from Menifee County. Coach Alfrey out in the circle. A little pep talk for Addison Reed, the Menifee County pitcher. Just a reminder, hey, throw strikes. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. Apparently something happened to that cleat string out there for Grace Rogers. They have five people around her getting that shoe tied. Wonder if it broke. Well, they pulled it plumb out. Makes you wonder if she got stepped on and the spike cut the string in half or something. I don't know. They are making adjustments to the cleat string. Maybe she's so fast she ran out of her cleats. That would be a Baber thing to happen. So much speed that the heat from the speed expands and the cleats come off. Brad used to pitch and I used to catch. Seemed like all of my horrible baseball stories involved Brad Baber. Now, there's got to be a pattern there. I don't know. He had two pitches. He had the slow pitch and he had the cannonball. After about the third inning, the catcher's mitt that we had was probably 65 years old. Probably something. Carson, ground ball just foul of third base. I had to steal kitchen sponges from my mother to put them in the glove because there was no padding at all. So I wore my batting glove, two kitchen sponges inside the catcher's mitt, and still by the end of the game, my hand was just throbbing like a toothache. I kept calling for the slow pitch, and he'd shake me off wanting to throw that cannonball, that pitch out of the zone. Two balls and a strike to Carson Toll. Maybe that scarred me for life, playing baseball with Brad. I don't know. Well, it could have. Listen, he was an influence on a lot of people, sometimes for the better and sometimes not. Two balls and two strikes. Letter high pitch from Addison Reed. Counts now even. Carson steps out of the box, takes a swing, steps back in. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, one out. Reaches out there and punches one into center field. Good play out there by McKenzie. So a fly ball to center field. It seemed like that Carson didn't swing about halfway, and that ball went a long way.
Avery Baber.
All right, here's another Baber in the long history of Bath County sports. Like a bad penny, they just keep showing up, don't they? Eventually we'll run out. We'll see. I don't know if we can stand two more after Avery or not.
That's a good sign.
There you go. Well, we won't hold our breath. One ball, one strike. Avery, an eighth grader, jersey number 28. Now, is that jersey number like a number from family history? That's what I was thinking. Swung on, ground ball to short. Good play there by Grace Rogers to tag the runner. So Baber hits into a fielder's choice. Just heard everybody's going to re-enter, so that's the inning. Bath County up 13. Menifee County coming to bat after these messages on WKCA.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Top of the third, Bath County leads Menifee County here on WKCA. They are going to play a JV game, to the best of my knowledge, after this one. Play two varsities, okay. So if you are not here but want to come out, by all means, you can still get to the athletic complex right off Interstate 64. Easy to get to.
Now batting for Menifee
County. Got another softball game. Got Bath County Paris baseball going on behind us. The Cats up 3-1 over the Greyhounds, scoreless in the first. Paris scored in the second. Bath scored two. Bath scored another in the bottom of the third. So 3-1 baseball is the score. Donathan McKinney and Young do up for Menifee County. Donathan, the right fielder. Jersey number four, right-hand batter. First pitch out of the zone. Second pitch, called strike, 1-1, one strike count. With McKinney on deck, Young waiting for hers. No defensive changes for Bath County. There were several. That pitch in there called strike two. Several batters came up, and then they re-entered everybody defensively. So Hodson pitching, Hughes catching. Rogers, Barrett, Hodson, and Brett's on the infield. That pitch low and inside, 2-2. Dylan, Purvis, and Thompson in the outfield. For Menifee County, you can see some bright spots in their lineup. Like anybody else, you've got to call strike three. You have to take a few lumps with a young team. But Coach Alfrey and his coaching staff can take some things out of this game and other games. Of course, we're two into the season, so you don't really have a whole lot of information to work with. The lefty, Torrey McKinney, check swing, ball one. Work with these girls, pump them up. It was not that long ago that Bath County was in a rebuilding mode as well, like Menifee is now. And use this opportunity to go, hey, girls, that Bath County squad was in the same spot we were in. They worked hard, put the effort in. Good cut. A ball and two strikes to McKinney. Encourage them to put in the effort. Outside corner, called strike three. Good pitch there. Two up, two down brings up second baseman Jaden Young for Menifee County. Young, a junior. Bath County, again, the defense pretty straightforward. Fastball swung on and missed, strike one. I need to click on the KHSAA website and see if I can find some information about future games. I know the games that we are scheduled fouled to the screen. Strike two. Let me see if I can find that real quick and let you know what other game's coming up. Got the doubleheader here today. Saturday we've got Wolf County here, and then next week home with Bracken, at Russell, home with GRC, at Nicholas, and then Saturday got a couple of games in Somerset. Strike three called, and that's the game. Bath County victorious over Menifee County. No, that is not correct. Up 13, I was going to say we're up big, but we got two more runs for it to be the end of the game. Let us take a short break, hear a word from a couple of our sponsors. Bath County softball will continue right after this on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Bath County Menifee County softball here on WKCA 789 due up. Katie Pruitt, jersey number 12, will lead off for the Cats. Menifee County, the visitors. Squares to bunt, rolls foul. So Pruitt, who was the courtesy runner for Izzy Hughes early in the game.
Yeah.
She is batting.
Yeah.
A lot of these youngsters are going to get an opportunity to step in here and get a good at-bat against Menifee County. You want these young folks to take advantage. There's another one, lays it down. Pitcher fields. A good job there coming out of the circle by Addison Reed. Potential spam on my phone. I think I'll let it ring. Wonder if they're trying to hook me up with Medicare. I ought to answer it right in the middle of the game. So Pruitt recorded 1-3.
Riley Thompson,
who is the right fielder. She was not scheduled to hit. She is the player that Jordan Schwartz, the designated player, was batting for. So Riley Thompson steps in the right-hand box, jersey number 25. Another sophomore in the starting lineup for this Bath County squad takes that first pitch, low ball one. On deck, another sophomore. Of course, I better not announce her. Kenny will wind up shuffling another player in. I'll wind up being wrong. We don't want that. We don't want to start out at the bottom of the third being wrong. Ball three. Good eye there by Thompson. Base on balls. Bath County with a runner at first. Shoulder comes up.
Elena Scholler.
Right-handed batter, sophomore. A lot of these sophomores, part of this team, and if they can just kind of patiently wait their turn with five seniors and a junior in this Bath County starting lineup, they just have to be patient. But one thing about being patient, you have to be sitting on go. When your number's called, you got to be ready to jump up and take it. Ball two. So many of these girls, not only do I know who their parents are, but I am a counterpart to their grandparents. That makes me feel tough. Oh. Another pitch out of the zone, ball three. Elena. All these, I remember when their parents were born. Holy smokes. Am I that old? I guess I am. Strike one called. We moved to Bath County the June before I turned seven in July, so that puts me 52 years here. Put a lot of miles on in 52 years. The 3-1 in inside ball four. A hit batsman. And back to the top of the order we go.
Now
Ashton Barrett.
Barrett,
the starting second baseman, goes up. Is it a case where once you enter a player to bat and then you re-enter the defensive player, they let a bat again, or is that player? The pitch goes to the screen. That lets Thompson score. Bath County one run away from wrapping this up. Scholler at second now. She's the run that counts the most. There are a lot of intricacies to re-enter and enter, and some of them I can keep up with, some of them I can't. Coach Williams and Coach Armitage they've got that rule book inside out. They can get players in there. You're like, no, wait a minute. Ground ball down the third baseline. Runners on the corners. Brings up Ray Lee Purvis. I'm guessing that once you pull a player and let somebody bat for him, you can't put that same batter back in their place if you re-enter defensively, or else Ashton or Ray Lee would not be batting again here in the third inning. I may have just swallowed a ladybug. I don't know. Let me wash that down with a little bit of L8 real quick. I'll get back to you. We got the flies out of here. There was a ladybug or two that didn't want to vacate. First pitch foul, strike one to Purvis. The senior center fielder. One on. Part of the joy of softball are the chants that come out of the dugout. Change up, inside ball two. The chant of Ray Lee wears a onesie. I didn't know if that was like a some kind of insult, but then I realized she's jersey number one, so maybe it's a compliment. I don't know. Two balls, one strike, one out. Bath County up big over Menifee County. One run away from putting it away. There's a flare that lands foul. Lands fair just inside the line. And Scholler comes in to score, and that's it. Bath County victorious this afternoon on the softball field. Let me give a quick update. Still 3-1 on the baseball field behind us. Let's take a moment and hear a word from a few of our sponsors. I'll get some stats gathered up. Don't forget, in our post game, we will have the Ira Kilburn attorney final verdict, the Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game, the R.L. Caudill Construction Company offensive play or player of the game, and the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. That and so much more coming up as Bath County post game begins. Bath County victorious over Menifee County this afternoon.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take-and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our Story Stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to our broadcast, Bath County victorious. We're going to go ahead and get started with our post game because there's going to be another varsity doubleheader here this afternoon. Kenny Williams here with me. Congratulations on the victory. Let me make sure your microphone's turned up. I may be better off if it's not.
Yeah. You're probably right. Probably right.
Early in the season, of course, you played Monday night, West Carter. Tuesday night, you didn't get to play. You wound up getting a JV doubleheader called in here. What'd they miss last night?
Nothing last night. Middle school went to West Carter.
Okay. How'd that turn out?
I think they won the first game 7-4, something like that, and they won the second game like an 8-7 game, something like that. So
good.
Everything's rolling for softball here.
We like to hear that. And, of course, another victory here today with Menifee County coming over. Let's talk a little bit about your team. Beforehand, we were talking flexibility. It's one thing Patrick Armitage told me about his baseball team. You're in the same boat.
Yeah, we're really deep. We got a lot of kids that, 14 years ago when we started this thing, there's a lot of kids that are sitting over here with me that would be out there in the lineup today. So that says a lot for the program, says a lot, you know, where we came from, where we're at. So it's a good problem to have, but, you know, you hope the kids can be patient and comfortable and wait their turn, and when they get opportunities, take advantage of them.
Well, we were talking a little bit about that during the game. You've got some sophomores, several girls got to get in bat. You've got some sophomores that are behind some pretty talented juniors and seniors, and you hope they don't get disgruntled.
Absolutely.
You hope they realize that they got to be setting on go.
I think for the most part they do. And, you know, there's a situation, and it's an unfortunate situation, but we got over to Powell County last year. We lost Izzy. Abby Barnett had to step up, and she did. She filled out the rest of the season. And then we had a situation where Ashton has to come in and catch behind the plate, which we play a very, very, very good Montgomery County team and beat them over here. So it's just, you, like you said, all the kids got to be ready to go. When your number's called, it's go time. Get up there and do it.
What can you take away from a game like this? I know that's a tough question to ask because Menifee having a tough start to their season. A young team, they've got some talent. They've got some players that can play. They just are young enough where they haven't been able to put it together yet.
Yeah, they're getting there, and they need some work. And
it wasn't that long ago that was us.
That's
Coach.
Exactly right. You're right. I've been there and done that. Uh-huh. We fought through that, and it's a tough situation to be in. It's a tough situation for me on this side to coach against a situation like that because it's just you want to do the right thing, but at the end of the day, you know, you want to do what's right for your kids and get them the at-bats and get them the time and all that. So, you know, hopefully, if anything, we got down here, the camaraderie, the pregame. Mm-hmm. We went through all the motions, and hopefully that's the kind of stuff we get out of that. So, We have very limited time to spend with each other, and this is one of those times we get to spend it. So,
what do we got rest of the week? I was looking at the.
We're going to be off tomorrow.
Okay.
I think rain's coming in anyway.
Yeah.
We've got a Wolf County out of the 14th coming
on
to play us, and then we'll sit Bracken and Wolf. Bracken out of the 10th will come and play Wolf, and then we'll play Bracken to finish up. Bracken with a very talented pitcher in Ella Johnson. She's going to come in here, and it's going to be something we haven't seen for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. So I got a little trick up my sleeve for tomorrow. If it works out, we got us a nice little former pitcher coming in to throw some batting practice for us to speed up a little bit, and hopefully they'll get their timing back down, and we can go from there.
Congratulations on the victory. Let's hand
all
the
right.
headsets over. We are surrounded by seniors. All right, first baseman Ashley Rogers, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Congratulations on the win. I know a couple of girls have made college decisions. Are you leaning? Am I allowed to ask? I don't want to get in trouble with NIL or something.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Right now, I mean, it's still up in the air. I know what I want to go into, but the college decision of playing collegiately, it's still here and there. Uh-huh. I haven't made my mind up yet, but I just want to right now soak up my senior season and get what needs to be done and just enjoy it with my fellow seniors for the last time.
I do not blame you. You don't want to wish time away. So what are you thinking about this season as one of the seniors, one of the leaders? What's front of your mind?
Just play as hard as we can and go all out, put hard work towards it, and just play our best, and at the end of the day, it'll show.
You've been at first base for a while.
Yes, all 4 years.
Uh-huh. And have done an outstanding job over there and at the plate as well. So what do you think about studying in school?
I plan to go in the nursing field.
Really? Anything medical?
Yes.
Listen, as we get older, folks like me, we need anything medical.
Yes.
So I appreciate it. Best of luck to you. I know you guys got another game here in just a minute. Good luck there, and good luck as you get ready for your finish up your senior season.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Ashley, thank you very much. Who's next? Raylee next. Pikeville signee, congratulations on that. I was fortunate enough to not have to work when you did that. Tell me about that day, signing your letter with Pikeville.
It was very exciting. I mean, it's what I've always dreamed of. Like, ever since I was little, that is what I wanted to do.
And Pikeville was the school you wanted to play at?
I didn't really have my eyes set on college, beforehand, but then when I went to Pikeville's campus, I just fell in love with it.
What is it about Pikeville that attracts you?
The campus is gorgeous,
uh-huh.
and everybody seems so nice and, welcoming. It really does feel like a family down there.
I've got some dear, dear friends from college that are down there, so if you get in trouble, you need money or something, let me know.
Okay.
I'll call Dwayne and some of the guys down at Pike. But what are you going to study?
I'm going into business.
Business, good. After you get out of there, you're going to open your own business? What do you got in mind?
Well, hopefully I'm going to go work for a company that my mom works for.
Good. It never hurts. One last question. The diving catch you made out here last year.
Oh, Lord.
You caught it, didn't you?
I did catch
Listen,
it.
Listen, I swear, we're going to get in trouble for fussing about a call that didn't get made.
No.
I swear it looked to me like you caught it.
I did catch
it. And when you came up, you acted like you caught it. Either you're like Academy Award winning actress or you made a great catch, and I was betting on the catch.
I did catch it. She just wasn't paying attention.
What do you think about your senior year coming up? What are you looking forward to?
I'm just looking to have fun, spend all the time I can with my fellow seniors and my younger ones.
It's going to be a big time. You all are in a tough position. You got to lead the rest of these girls. There's a lot of talent there. You got to put them in the right spot.
Yes.
Ray Lee, thanks.
Thank you.
Best of luck for the rest of the season and tonight during the second game here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ray Lee Purvis, our second of five seniors. Ashley was up here. Taylor, let me figure out who's who. Ashton, how are you?
I'm good.
Everybody wearing the eye black. I have to lean back and tune my bifocals in. Second baseman, senior here. Basketball season, you finish that up, move straight into softball. You got to have something to keep you busy, I guess.
Yeah, I had to get my mind off that end of the basketball season, but, we had a great season, and I'm just looking forward to softball season as well.
What do you think is going to be the softball season recap? I mean, it's only three games in. Tell us what you think, what your expectations are.
I think we're going to do big things this season, and I'm looking forward to postseason for sure.
Not to wish time away, what are you going to do after high school?
I'm committed to Dallas Lloyd for basketball.
Awesome.
And I'm going to major in sports management.
Uh-huh. What's sports management do?
Hopefully.
I know what nursing does. What's sports
management? To get into coaching.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's exciting.
Uh-huh. Have you got a preference of which sports you coach and at which level?
Basketball. Hopefully I can make it to the big stage, but I don't know. Have to start out small.
So softball and everything else, I mean, you take it serious, obviously. Basketball's priority one.
Yeah.
And is whatever's in season is priority one. But
it's priority
one.
Softball right now.
No, I hear you. Well, the best to you as you get ready for the rest of the season. Hope things go well. Hope you win here tonight in game number two with Menifee County.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tell everybody down to Alice Lloyd we said hi. That's a great school down there. I think that's where... Isn't that where who pitched? Is Kirsten down there? Somebody played baseball down there. Who am I thinking of? Broderick. Thank you very much. Once again, my brain. Once you get, you guys will be 59 one of these days, and your brain won't work. So there's three of our four. Taylor, welcome to our broadcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. What's it like playing with your sister out there?
It's awesome. It's kind of emotional sometimes because, you know, I'm getting ready to go off to college. Uh-huh. I just committed to the University of Charleston.
That's what I heard, Charleston.
A couple days ago.
When you did that, I try to do as much as I can. I was out of town the day that you signed, and I don't know if you had a ceremony. I assume you had
a ceremony. No, I haven't signed yet. I just committed.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I'm sorry. Well, when are you going to do the signing? I'm going to be there.
Probably in the next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, send me a thing at the radio station. We'll promote it. We'll try to get a bunch
out
there for you. So tell me about Charleston. Why Charleston? How you picked it? What it is appeals to you?
Well, I've always played softball. Playing collegiately has always been like my biggest dream, my biggest chase. Charleston is Division II, and they are currently ranked 16 in top Division II schools. So they are very competitive. I think I'm going to thrive there. I think I'm going to go there and be an All-American in college. Right now, obviously, though, this is what's most important to me. This is what, back to my sister, I'm never going to get to do this again. And so even, like, next year when I'm playing, I'm not going to get to come watch her that much because we're in the same season.
Yes.
So.
And planning on being an All-American, listen, I like that confidence. You put the time in. I follow you through social media.
Yeah.
You're always playing all summer long in the weight room, hitting whatever the case may be. That really is what it takes if that's your dream to play college ball.
You got to love it. You got to really love it.
And your parents have to buckle down and spend a lot of time with you and long nights, let you sleep in the back while they're driving back and forth.
I'm so thankful. Yeah. Although, ever since I turned 17, I do have to drive a lot and help them out of state.
Well, let them sleep while you drive. Have they got enough confidence in you to sleep while you drive?
They must. They're either got a lot of confidence or they're really tired.
Either that or they just bad need of a nap.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the victory here today. Congratulations on committing to Charleston. That's a big deal.
It is. I'm very excited.
Well, we look forward to a great senior season for you, and then we'll follow you next year in college. Watch for your All-America awards on TV. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest, Taylor Hodson, who is one of the seniors who has been a part of it. Last but certainly not least, let's make sure we don't get any cords tangled up. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Schwartz, welcome to Press Row.
Hi.
Have you ever done this before?
No.
Oh, really? Well, now the good news is, it's not. If it was difficult, I couldn't do it. So that way, you know, there's no pressure at all. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Have you played softball much?
Well, I played for a while. I'm not as, I guess, hardcore as some. I never really played travel, but I still really enjoy softball. My main sport's cross country.
Okay.
I really like to run, but I love softball too, and I've been playing for years. So.
And playing here with Bath County for how many? Have you played since like you were a kid, 5 or 6 years old?
Well, I've played softball for a while. I played soccer my sixth grade year, but I joined in seventh grade, and I played all the way through.
All the way through. Well, tell us about the game here today, since it's the first time you and I have had a chance to meet. You had a big at bat. You play right field.
Yes, today Riley was in the field for me. She was my flex, but saw something a little bit different at bat, a little bit of change of speed, but just kind of.
Well, you had a 2 RBI double, if memory serves.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So, other than running, not that you need to do more than that, other than playing soccer, playing softball, running cross country, how else do you spend your time?
Well, I'm in the band.
Awesome.
We do a lot with that. Played clarinet.
Okay, I did too. Should I ask why you play clarinet?
Well, I don't really know because in middle school they just kind of stuck an instrument in your hand. I'm stuck with it, but I really enjoy it.
I played clarinet because I wanted to learn to play Dixieland jazz music, and I failed miserably at
too.
Much like my baseball career, my musical career was not much either. So how long have you been playing music?
Oh, my. 7 years.
7 years. You were going to say...
I won't make her sing.
No,
well,
yeah.
No, we'll have you sing the national anthem one night.
Oh, they have been on me to do that. I really enjoy singing, too. I sing at my church a lot. But
not to wish time away, but once you graduate Bath County High School this year, what about after that?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to do any sports because I'm going into imaging sciences. I'm going to go to MSU. Okay.
So, which is like x-rays and...
Well, it's like a bachelor.
MRIs and things?
Yeah,
okay.
You do. I'm going into vascular sonography, which...
Holy smokes.
To dumb it down, it's
Thank
just,
you very much.
Yeah. Like...
Coach Baber was curious what it meant. I understand what it meant, but he's not very bright.
You use this, like, it's just like imaging technology to look in veins.
Okay.
For, like, blood clots.
Okay.
Abnormalities in, like, the arteries. It's really cool.
So you use, like, sonograms and things like mm-hmm. that as opposed to x-rays?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. What makes you think that medical imaging is the field for you?
Well, my mama did radiology.
Okay.
She was the x-ray person at the clinic here in town
awesome.
For many years, probably about 30 years. So I was
Be
like
careful
that.
Careful saying that. She'll get mad at me.
She'll be fine.
She'll
but
be all right.
I always thought that was cool, and then I started looking into it, and I was like, oh, sonography, that's even cooler.
I think I can do that. Well, congratulations on your victory today. Wish you the best this senior season and the best then as you head out into the world of vascular sonography.
Thank
you. I probably didn't say that right, but that's close enough. Close enough. Thank you very much, Jordan.
Thank you.
And look forward to having a successful season.
Aww.
The Bath County Seniors, our guests during postgame, we had Ray Lee and Ashley and Taylor and Ashton. And who am I missing? Ray Lee, Ashley, Taylor, Ashton, Jordan. Okay, that was our five. And again, a victory here for Bath County in game number one. Menifee and Bath will square off in game number two. Let us take a moment and hear a word from a few of our sponsors. When I come back, we will do some post-game awards and get ready to wrap it up. Bath County wins over Menifee here in our Game of the Week broadcast on WKCA.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back as we get ready to wrap up our broadcast. The Ira Kilburn opening argument was don't rest on your laurels. Don't take that success from last season and just presume it's going to happen. Bath County did just that. They made the plays they needed defensively. They got the runs across. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, sponsors our opening arguments and final verdict in all of our baseball and softball broadcasts, and actually all of our sports broadcasts. We appreciate that. Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Play or Player of the Game, sponsored by Downtown Athletic Club. It's tough to come up with some of these awards sometimes, but how about let's present the Downtown Athletic Defensive Play or Player of the Game to Kylie Hodson, who got 6 strikeouts in the circle for Bath County, with a shout-out to Ashton Barrett, the second baseman. Made a nice play on a 4-3 unassisted double play in the first inning. Made a nice play there. Not a whole lot of defensive opportunities for the Bath County folks, but Downtown Athletic Club, we are glad to have you as part of our sports broadcast sponsorship team. R.L. Cotto Construction Company Offensive Play or Player of the Game had a couple of 2 RBI doubles, Jordan Schwartz and Allie Dillon, so let's go ahead and recognize those 2 young ladies as our Offensive Players of the Game. Lots of runs scored, and several of them through hit batsmen and walks and things, but those 2 RBI doubles, certainly good opportunities for those young ladies to highlight their offensive talent. Thank you very much to the Caudill family for all they do with Bath County Sports, not just as a part of our broadcast, but in helping build and helping fund and helping support sports in so many ways. Our Dig Deep Award, sponsored by Elite Excavation, how about let's give a shout out to the reserve players. Everybody familiar with most of the starting 9, but when opportunities presented themselves for Allie Manley and Addie Reed, Abby Barnett, Carson Toll, Avery Baber, Katie Pruitt, Elena Scholler, all the folks who were able to come in off the bench and contribute, they have to be ready. And it's so easy to get distracted while you're on the bench and not really focused, not really in the game. But our reserves today, they dug deep and they made their effort known here today, being a part of this victory as Bath County comes away with the win over Menifee County here this afternoon. Special thanks. I might ought to give Hannah our Dig Deep Award because she has to be in the studio and tolerate me on this end, given last-minute request for here I am ready to go, whatever, and not giving her time to be ready. But it has been a good day, a gorgeous afternoon. They're just getting ready to start game number 2 of the Bath-Menifee softball game. The baseball game, Bath County is up 3-1 over Paris, and it is in the 1-2-3-4 bottom of the 5th inning. So wish Coach Armitage and the baseball Cats good luck in their game here this afternoon as well. Till next time you hear from us, which according to my schedule, weather permitting, we are going to have Bath County baseball on Tuesday the 19th. The Cats host Berea, pregame at 5:45 Tuesday afternoon here in Owingsville, and Coach Roy Cable Wright and I hope to have that game. Hope you'll tune in, or better yet, hope you'll come down here and join us at the field and support these spring sports teams that Bath County has. Bath County victorious over Menifee County, final score 15-0. That wraps it up for me. Thanks to our listeners, to our studio crew, our press box crew, all you who have been a part of it. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com. Some up strong.